Scripture reading this morning you can find in the first book of Samuel. We'll read chapter 3. This is God's word. Now the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord where the ark of God was, and while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel. And he answered, "Here I am." So he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." And he went and lay down. Then the Lord called yet again, "Samuel." So Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." He answered, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor was the word of the Lord yet revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. So he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you did call me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down. And it shall be, if he calls you, that you must say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. And that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." So Samuel lay down until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." He answered, "Here I am." And he said, "What is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide it from me. God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you." And Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel had been established as a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Children, imagine being Samuel. When you were very young, say 3 years old. Your parents brought you to the huge tent where church services were held, and they dedicated you to the service of God there. They told you you were to live there, and you were to serve God in any way that you could. And so you lived at the big tent. You ate there. You slept there with all the others dedicated to serving God at the tabernacle. And you grew up as a boy inside that building. There were times you were lonely, but you came to like serving and helping the high priest Eli. And you grew to know Eli so that you recognized the times he was sad. You recognized the way in which he cared for people, even when people didn't care. And you recognize the way Eli was sad because it seemed God was quiet. And everything, it seemed like, at the tabernacle was getting worse, fading away. Eli was even losing his eyesight. He needed lots of extra help. You even worried about who was going to be the next high priest. Eli's sons couldn't be. They weren't nice people. And it was in your young mind, who would be the next leader? And one night you went to sleep and you thought you were dreaming because you heard your name, but you were awake. So you ran to Eli because you thought he had called you. And you got to Eli's room and he wasn't calling you. He wasn't even waiting for you. He said, "It wasn't me. Just go back to sleep." And so you did. But you heard your voice again, Samuel. And this time you were convinced Eli was calling you. So you walked back to his room. And again he said, "It wasn't me. You need to go back to sleep." And so you did. And then you heard it again. Someone was calling you. Someone was calling your name. Someone was trying to get your attention. And so you went to Eli again, and this time Eli explained something to you. He said, "When you hear your name being called, you need to say, 'Speak, Lord.' But go back to bed." And so you went back to bed. You laid down. And the voice came again. "Samuel, Samuel." Now what should you do? Would it really be what Eli said? Would God really speak to you? But Eli had said, "This is the way you should respond. Speak, Lord." And so you say, "Speak, Lord." And God comes and gives you a message that's hard to understand. And it's even harder to repeat to Eli. But God said it. And you had asked God to speak. Now this morning, you really don't go to the tabernacle. And you are not Samuel. And you don't go and speak to Eli. But the lesson I want us to start thinking about this morning is what Eli told Samuel to say. When you hear, you say, "Speak, Lord." Now, a lot of years have gone by since Eli told Samuel to say that, and Samuel got up 3 times in a row, and a lot of years have gone by since Samuel said these words. And during those years, or the years since, the Lord has spoken. He's spoken in different ways. Right? He spoke to the prophets. He spoke to the people through Jesus Christ. Today, he's poured out His Spirit on the whole world, so that His voice goes around the whole world, and He's given us His Word. But this morning, boys and girls especially, you need to realize God is speaking. And He's not just speaking to Samuel of a long time ago, and He's not just speaking to Grandma and Grandpa, or to the pastor. God is speaking to everybody. Right? We could go up and down every one of these pews this morning and say, God is speaking to you. And it doesn't matter if you're the youngest person here this morning or the oldest person. God is speaking. Now, we get confused about that idea, because sometimes we hear voices, right? Oh, we're listening to the pastor, or I have to listen to mom and dad, or I have to listen to the teacher, or, you know, grandpa and grandma are telling me, they're teaching me a lot about God. And sometimes we think it's just another person. And yes, God's using people. But we need to realize that God is sending His Word out through those people. God is the one who's calling, actually. And we can't be confused about how God is calling us. Right? God speaks through all the lessons He puts in our lives. God speaks through Sunday school. God speaks through His creation. God's calling through His Word, the Bible. God's speaking through the revelation of His Son, Jesus Christ. God's calling you through His Spirit, who Jesus said the Spirit will come and teach. And you think about the 7 billion people that are in the world. And yes, in some sense, God's speaking to every single one of them. But why would God call you, us, out of all those people and bring us here and give us the Bible? You see, it's a privilege that out of all the people in the world, all the boys and the girls of the world, God speaks to you. But He is. He absolutely is. And you might say, well, why me? But you see, that's the beauty of God speaking. He speaks. He picks. You might think, oh, I'm too young for God to speak to me. You're not younger than Samuel was. Samuel's just a young boy here. You might think, oh, I'm insignificant. You're not less of a person than this little child. Right? This child had been the little boy of a mocked mother, Hannah. This little boy, what was he doing at the tabernacle? The only activity we actually read he did was he opened the doors. And then maybe you say, well, I have it hard. I have it difficult. But think about Samuel. Samuel lived away from home. He rarely saw his parents. He was just a servant. And God spoke to him. And you see, that's why we must take this seriously. God speaks to me. No matter who I am. And therefore, we need to learn to say, speak, Lord. Now, That's not telling God an instruction. Right? It's not demanding God do something for you. No, it's asking God to speak to you. Speak, Lord, please. You need to ask God to speak to you in every way possible. Not because He's not, because He already is. But you need to ask for it because you want to hear Him. And you want Him to know you want to hear Him. And you want to know, you want Him to know how willing you are to hear Him. So it's, speak, Lord. Right? It's like when your mom's giving you instructions to do things. And you still say, well, how can I help you? It's not telling your mom to do something. It's asking. So she knows you're willing. Or the teacher's teaching and you ask a question. Can you explain this to me? You want more and you want them to realize you want more. So it's, speak, Lord, I want to hear. Now, there's lots of people in the world who don't love the Lord and they don't want to hear Him speak. Right? They're never going to say, they're never going to pray, speak, Lord. They would rather God be quiet because they don't like what He has to say. But all people, boys and girls, men and women, grandparents, we all need to humble ourselves and be willing to say, speak, Lord. Now, that's not asking God to give you new words that no one else has ever heard. You're not saying, speak to me things that you've never told anybody else. No, you're not even called to be a prophet the same way Samuel was. But you're called to hear everything that God is saying. Especially all the things in the Bible and especially all the things about Jesus Christ. You are to hear them and you say, speak them, Lord, to me. And I want you to know how willing I am to hear them. Right? Because sometimes you will hear people talk about what God is teaching, maybe through creation or through the Bible, and it's like way beyond you. You don't understand it. But you see, you don't have to understand the lessons that God's teaching everybody else. You need to be understanding, hearing what God is saying, speaking, teaching you. And so speak, Lord, is really a prayer, isn't it? Help me be ready to listen. Help me to be humble enough to let you speak. Bless me with the Spirit so I'm ready and able to hear. Convince me that your words are true and right. Help me see that this is the light for my path, for my life, for all my decisions. But speak, Lord, even when I don't feel that I'm worthy, even when I recognize my sin, even when I feel guilty, even when I'm confused and don't actually know. You see, we have to take what Eli said to Samuel and learn to say, speak, Lord. Why? Because this is the way God blesses. This is a sign of God's grace coming down. Right? There's people that God has spoken to who have forgotten what He's said, or they don't recognize it all the time, or they're inconsistent. But the prayer of speak, Lord, is that this would be the consistent realization in your life. And then that's also the reason you come to church, isn't it? You come to church with this prayer. Speak, Lord. I don't understand everything. I don't understand always everything the pastor says. I don't understand everything about Sunday school or catechism or confession class, but this is my prayer. Speak. One man who wrote a book about this passage said, if you go to a church where social activities and committee meetings and nifty programs have not eclipsed the Word of God, so that the teaching of God's Word remains at the heart and the priority of your church, that is a rich place to be, and you need to know this is one of the ways God is speaking to you. But then if we are sincere in this prayer of speak, Lord, what's the follow-up? You can't go to your mom and say, how can I help you? And then when she tells you, say, no thanks. Right? You go and you say, how can I help you? And she says something and you say, okay, and you go and do. And it's the same with this prayer. You pray, speak, Lord. You have to be ready to listen. And you know what listening is. It's not just hearing the words, but it's hearing and recognizing and following through. And so you pray, speak, Lord. Because you desire to follow through. You notice Samuel followed through even though that was hard. And that was one of the reasons Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. Now, you're not called to be a prophet in the same way as Samuel. But the New Testament helps us understand what it is to follow through, to listen. How did Jesus put it? My sheep hear my voice. And there's a follow-through. But you see, hearing that voice or listening is a spiritual gift. And what a gift then to listen to God speaking in all the ways. Right? To listen to God speak in the way of Psalm 19. Day unto day utters speech, night unto night reveals knowledge. To listen to God speak in the way of Psalm 119. God speaks through His good path. Establish your word to your servant who's devoted to fearing you. I long for your precepts. Revive me, restore me in righteousness. Right? There's this desire to hear God speak, but a desire to follow through. And so if you pray, speak, Lord, you need to listen. But there's a challenge in listening. Sometimes it's like the challenge of listening to your parents. Right? Because we all listen to parents in varying degrees. There's, you know, if it's calm voice and it's just conversation, oh, we can let that pass. But oh, if mom's raising her voice, you know, the ears perk up a little bit. And if dad raises his voice and says our whole name, you know, we know that's for sure. Oh, we better follow through this time. But you see, God doesn't necessarily speak to us in that way. We can't think God only speaks in the dramatic, loud moments. When did God speak to Samuel? The middle of the night? Or let's think of Elijah. When did God speak to Elijah? How did God speak to encourage Elijah? Well, Elijah, you have to go up into the mountain. I want you to stand there. Right? And great wind tore through the mountain, so much so that it split rocks from the mountain. There's like a tornado and the rocks are crumbling and falling down. It would have been loud. God's not speaking in that. The whole mountain started shaking. Lord wasn't in the earthquake. And then a wildfire racing up and down the mountain, destroying things. And if you've ever been close to a big fire, you know that can be loud. Lord was not in the fire. And all those things had passed. God spoke in a still, small voice. You have to be listening when people are just talking in a normal voice. Or think of Jesus. Not just Samuel and not just Elijah, but Jesus, because the people were expecting a Messiah. They were expecting someone who would be bold, as it were, in front of the Romans, someone who would riot with them, someone who would separate all evil from all good in the very moment. Someone who would be on the front page of every newspaper. But Jesus goes to the river, and the heavens opened, and the Spirit descended. Not like the scavengers that we find on the road, not like a strong taloned eagle who is coming down to grab. But the Spirit descended like a dove. And the voice said, "This is my beloved Son." Or later, when Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration with the disciples, and the disciples are saying, "Let's make this a big moment. Moment of glory, a moment of power." And it's another voice that comes saying, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Right? Don't do what you want to do. Hear the words of Jesus. You see, if we are to listen, we need to hear the words of Jesus. And maybe they're not as dramatic as we would like. And maybe they're not as earth-shattering as we would like. Maybe they're not in the middle of the day in brightest clarity as we would like. But when the voice comes and says, you need to hear Jesus, you need to pray, "Speak, Lord." Because if God has spoken to us by His Son, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we've heard, lest we drift away. Because if God said things to the angels and all those things turned out to be true, and every disobedience that was warned about in front of man was punished, how are we going to escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which was at first spoken of by the Lord through the words of Jesus? Right? We won't. God speaking through simple words to us. And we need to listen. And we need to listen and say and pray, "Speak, Lord." But more important than you saying, "Speak, Lord," is recognizing this. God is calling. Right? The Lord was getting Samuel's attention three times. "Samuel, Samuel." It was gentle. It was over and over again. It was in the darkness of the night. And we read this passage, and we understand Samuel is taught to say, "Speak, Lord." But we need to realize this is the proper prayer in light of a context here. God is calling. Right? If you have your Bibles open, you look at verse 4. The Lord called Samuel. You look at verse 6. The Lord called yet again Samuel. Verse 8. The Lord called Samuel again. Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy. Verse 9. If he calls you, you must say. Verse 10. The Lord came and stood and called. And verse 11, the Lord said. You see, this passage isn't so much about Samuel as it is about God. God's calling. It's God's delight. It's God's character to come and to call. And yes, it's important for Samuel. And yes, it's important for you and I. But the message here for Israel and for all who read their Bibles is God calls, and God calls repeatedly, and God calls patiently. And to people who don't get it the first time, God calls again. And people who don't respond properly the second time, God calls again. And people, we might say, who wasted opportunities, God calls again. And so you have another day, another opportunity for faith and rest. You have another spring. You have another opportunity to be reminded of God's faithfulness. You have another Sunday, another opportunity to focus on God, God's calling. What's your response going to be? Speak, Lord. Or I don't hear anything. I'm just going to keep going my day, my week, my year. No, this is another gospel reading, another hearing of His voice, pointing you back to the Word. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes shall never thirst. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. You're going to say, speak, Lord. Speak it to me, yes, even me. Because what does Jesus say? My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. Speak it, Lord. Right? Because this prayer then is confidence in the gospel promise, isn't it? A pleading on the promise. I want to hear this over and over again. They're the wonderful words of life. Sing them over to me again. Wonderful words of life. It's not that you've never heard the Lord before, but it's your confidence, it's your delight. Speak, Lord. And may the Spirit help us hear and be blessed by these words. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that into the darkness you've sent a great light. And into hearts that sometimes don't understand, you speak a clear and resounding word. And Lord, whether we've never understood before, or whether we understand with confusion, or whether we just want to hear it again, it's our prayer this morning that you would speak, and we would listen, and we would be blessed by your Spirit. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the words of life in Jesus Christ. May all of us have ears to hear and hearts that understand. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.